Actually, 37 saw another downturn. So we weren't out of the woods yet, but Roosevelt was certainly given a lot of credit for what had happened in the New Deal. And Atlanta this time won no counties in most of the western states and a number of southern states as well. I mean, this was at the county level also an incredible landslide. I do want to move through the rest of these pretty quickly. 1940, right before World War II, the Republicans nominate Wendell Willkie, who had been a Democrat. This was a sort of a shocking nomination. He was not a politician. He accepted much of the New Deal, but he didn't like the concentration of economic power. He was particularly upset about the Tennessee Valley Authority, where the government was building dams and creating an integrated economic development system and electrification system. And Willkie had represented private utilities, and he didn't want to see the government taking over utilities. So he was nominated and did much better. You can see taking back the Great Plains, getting some of the industrial states in the Midwest, a county-level map. You can see that by 1940, the Republicans doing very, very well. They lost New York, but they won almost all the counties of New York. And major areas sort of in the heartland of the country. The South, not at all. Oh, here's the German hill country of Texas, so you can see that standing out pretty clearly. Not well in the West at all.